All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Ryan Vogelsong pitching today. Ryan, off your last outing, tell me, how are you doing? What's new, and what are you learning as you go through this thing as a 37-year-old?
I'm doing good. You always feel a lot better after a good start, and coming off a good one last week. So just going to try and repeat now and just keep it rolling and try and get some momentum going here.
Coming out of the bullpen for part of the season and starting for part of the season, I know it's not your routine and you've been around a while. Does it affect you at all?
No, I mean, I've done both throughout my career. So it's I could see where if you're a guy that's never done it, it could probably be a challenge. And not saying that it's not a challenge, because it is, but you learn from your mistakes and learn from experiences, and just try not to repeat them, and just try and have the same focus on every pitch when, if you're starting or relieving, just kind of try and roll with the punches, you know, so to speak.
You know, your last game, of course, shutout innings again for the staff. But on the postgame show, I think it was Justin Maxwell, said, well, he came in and he was complaining he wasn't hitting his spots early. Well, to the rest of us, it looked pretty good. Were you not hitting your spots early? And if you're not, how do you get back in there?
Yeah, it was the third inning. You know, and I struck out Amarista on three pitches, and then Cashman came up and absolutely hit a missile to left field right at Aoki. And it's probably the hardest hit ball all night. And then the leadoff guy came up, and I went 3-2 to him and missed a 3-2 pitch that he missed and popped up, thank God. But, you know, I just was upset with myself and came in and screaming at myself and threw my glove down. But you know, that's the part of the intensity that I need. I'm not going to be – the result was good, and I had a 3-up, 3-down inning, but I'm not going to be satisfied with going out there and missing locations on guys like that. So, you just try and regroup, think about, you know, what happened, why you missed those pitches, and you try and go out the next inning and not do it again.
Ryan Vogelsong with us. You didn't get in too much trouble in that game. That inning, maybe one other.
Yeah, the sixth inning, you know, I ended up loading the bases, walked a couple guys, gave up a hit on a pitch that probably just wasn't the right pitch in that situation, and the guy got a hit, and then I ended up walking a couple guys, but the nice thing for me was I made some pitches to get out of that inning, and that's something that I hadn't been doing up until this point. So that was a big win for me to make some pitches there with the bases loaded and get out of it with no damage. And, you know, that night really I threw the ball great, but we played great defense, you know, and that changes everything. If a couple of those balls fall in or we don't make the play, you know, it's a total different game, and you got to give the offense credit too. They came out and put up some runs early and took some of the pressure off me, and, you know, allowed me to expand the zone a little bit more when I wanted to. And you know, so it wasn't just me pitching well. There's a lot of other things that went into that game.
I'm glad you said that, because we're going to segue into it. A lot of people said they slotted you purposely on Cinco de Mayo because chicken enchiladas were served in the press room.
Yeah, I haven't had chicken enchiladas before a game in a while now. So, yeah, no, it's I'm eating whatever we have in there. I still love me some chicken enchiladas, though. So maybe the fact that they were up there had something to do with it.
All right, look, we look for signs in baseball. You know that. All right, that's the next sign. The beard. The beard disappeared. What happened?
Well, four homers in a game will make you want to shave off a beard, but actually, I had thought about shaving it off a couple of days before that. I just had one of those nights of sleep where everywhere I turned on the pillow, it was poking me in the face and kept waking me up. So I actually contemplated shaving it off a couple of days before that. But then the four homers put me over the edge, and I figured starting a new month, hit the reset button. I know when I'm playing video games and I'm not doing what I want to do, I just push the reset button. So I kind of took that mentality with April's over, we're starting a new month, I'm going to push the reset button and start over.
All right. Ryan Vogelsong talking about his beard and enchiladas and whatever else, but let's get back to pitching. How do you know when you have it? Because we watch all these games and you sail through a couple of innings and maybe not. How do you know?
The other night, to be honest with you, I wasn't really paying attention to it, honestly. I had I had some thoughts in my mind that I wanted to stick with during the game, and those were my thoughts for that night. I wasn't really aware of what my pitch count was. I knew I wasn't getting a whole lot of hard contact, but I was really just trying to think about the stuff that Rags and Guardy and I had been talking about mechanically in between starts, and I just wanted to focus on that and let the ball kind of do what I wanted it to do instead of trying to force it. Like, I felt like I was really trying to force the ball to move and into locations in L.A., and for a pitcher, that's probably one of the worst things you can do because the ball's going to be flat and not going to have the bite. So I just wanted to get back to when I'm going good, I'm really focused on my mechanics and just trusting the ball's going to do what I want it to do, and I happened to hit the nail on the head the other night.
All right. Speaking of hitting the nail on the head, I'm sitting with the hand surgeon during the game, and we're watching the game, and when you bunted, and all of a sudden, Cashner threw about 98 right in on you. I looked at him. I said, "You almost had another client again. That was some pitch, but that's the way you got to pitch in that situation."
He almost had a repeat client.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he fixed my hand the last time. So, yeah, you know, I wear this hand guard now because of that. But, I mean, that's what you're taught to do. A guy squares around, you're taught to fire it in there and try and make him move his feet and make it hard to bunt. And looking back on it, it wasn't close to me as I thought it was, but when it's 96, you don't have time to tell if it's coming at your face or not. And the ball was moving pretty good too. It was running in towards me, and I mean, the last thing I thought I was going to do was get it down. I was kind of just trying to get out of the way and get the bat out there, and it worked out. But definitely those are some of the scary moments in this game.
Well, if you got it, some wood on it, I'll tell you, it would have been a double down the right field line.
Yeah, he throws pretty hard. You don't have to put a whole lot into the effort to make that ball go when it's coming in that fast.
All right, you're on the hill today against the Marlins, against Matt Latos, the villain. Matt Latos against Ryan Vogelsong, the hero. How do you like it?
Sounds like a good comic book. But I take it. No, he's, yeah, I know he has a past year with these Giants fans and some of the stuff he said in the past and some of the games he's pitched. So, but he's good. I know his numbers aren't quite where he probably wants them to be this year, but he's talented. He's a really good pitcher, and you know, I'm going to have to be on top of my game, and looking forward to it.
All right, so it's Mother's Day. I'm sure you have a nice message for everybody.
Yeah, I'd just like to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, happy Mother's Day to my wife, and happy Mother's Day to all those moms out there. You know, you guys don't get enough credit for what you do, and running the household and running kids to practice and cooking dinners and cleaning, and just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything you do, and thanks for being so great.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, more coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.